The psalmist David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I wondered, did we come here tonight glad? Are we glad to be in God's house? Remember what our pastor preached last Sunday. Last Wednesday. He preached on worship. I hope we came here tonight to worship him and to lift up his name. Glory to God. It is so good to be in God's house. And I'm going to minister perhaps nothing new. But how many of us know that we need refresher courses? Anybody that, you know, works in mechanics have to take refresher courses. People that works on appliances. I used to work in a furniture store, and our guys had to take courses continually. Even school teachers, right? Glory to God. Did you really come to worship the Lord tonight? Glory to God. It's not cold in here. I'm very cold natured, so I don't want you to freeze on me. But we've come to worship God. Glory to God. And I'm going to read tonight a very familiar scripture found in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13. I did not bring my watch, so I thought I could preach a long time. But Judas says, look at that clock up there. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be in God's house. And you know what's even better than just being in God's house? To be able to say that I'm a child of God. I've come to worship him who loved me so much that he left the fiery palaces of glory. And he came and he died on an old rugged cross, and he did it. And you can do it like this. He did it for me. That is in my daily prayer. Every day of my life, I thank God for taking my place, for dying on the cross. That means I won't have to die on that cross. Jesus did it for me. Glory to God. I normally like people to stand, but if you don't feel like it, I could let you, you know. I used to tell people, let you stand because I'm going to preach about an hour and a half. You need to relax, but it's a little odd for me, but I'm looking out there, and we all look so energetic. I won't let you sit down. I want to read Hebrews chapter 13, glory to God, beginning with verse 12. Hebrews 13 and 12. The writer of Hebrews says, therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the gate, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as I approach your great throne tonight, I know in my heart, Lord, that without your anointing, there isn't anything that I can do. But I'm asking you, Lord, not only to anoint us to minister your word, but anoint your people tonight to hear and to receive your word. I pray, Lord, that everything that I share here tonight will be only that you would share, Lord, if you were standing here in person. Almighty God, help us to preach what's truth. And I pray, Lord, that when the service is over, that everybody who came here tonight can leave this house saying how good it was to be in the Lord's house. Now you anoint me, Lord. Have your way here tonight. Everything that's accomplished, everything that you do here, I'm going to praise you, Lord, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. I forgot my water. And those little flimsy bottles like we have here, I normally make a mess. So I conned Judy into getting me a cup. So you pray I don't hit it and knock it over. I want to minister tonight on this line of thought. Let us go forth. I want you to, and I may preach slower than I normally do. My throat is a little, you know, scratchy. But I want us to grasp what God has opened to me. When we talk about going forth, the word to go forth has a twofold meaning. I don't know if you've ever thought about this or not. Glory to God. Thus, the words let us go forth refers not only to go into a place, but also it talks about leaving a place. If you can follow me tonight, if it refers not only to going to a place, if you go to a place, then you have left a place, right? If you live in Thomasville and you're going to go to Winston, to get to Winston, you know what you got to do? You got to leave Thomasville, right? Glory to God. And I want you to follow me tonight. If you're in Winston, then guess what? You're no longer in Thomasville. So I want to preach about let us go forth. And to go forth means that you're going to go to a place, and in going to a place, you also are leaving a place. Glory to God. When you and I go to Christ, we must leave everything else. Glory to God. I want you to follow me. We must realize following Jesus Christ, we have to leave everything. People that tell me that they have been born again and there's no change in their lives, they don't leave anything, they don't stop anything, kind of makes me put a question mark on whether or not they have been born again, because the Bible says when we are children of God, that we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away and all things become new. So when we come to Jesus, we must realize that we are to leave everything else behind us. Glory to God. Therefore, if you and I are to go forth spiritually, we must go from our present position to a higher level. Can I tell you tonight, I believe in my heart, as I have observed some of the things that our pastor's been preaching and what's going on at the Thomasville Church of God, that God's desire for our church is that we go forward. That we realize that God doesn't want you to stay where you were. None of us would want to bring a baby home and forever fix a bottle for it and put Pampers on it. We want them to grow up. So can I tell you tonight, I believe that God wants our church to go forward. He teaches us that we are to go from glory to glory to glory. We need to not be satisfied, but hunger for more of God, to hunger to be more like Jesus Christ and to become available that He might use us for His glory. So I believe that we need to go forth from the formality of a powerless religion. Can I tell you tonight, with love in my heart, too many Pentecostal churches have become so formal. Glory to God. And where everything is down pat. We know what we're going to do, exactly when we're going to do it. And we do it and we go home. We've soothed the conscience. But I ask you, have we touched God? Have we come into God's house and really worshiped God? Can we leave God's house and say, how great it was to have been in the presence of an almighty God? I believe tonight that God is word across America, and God's desire is that the churches go forth, that we leave the formality of a form and begin to seek God, that we can see the move of God one more time in the house of God. Can I tell you tonight that God is still in the saving business? Glory to God. I hungered once again to see our church moving forward, to see people get saved. Can I tell you tonight that God is still in the baptizing business? He's still wanting to baptize people in the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. God's still in the healing business. Would it not be great, beloved, if we at the Thomasville Church of God could go forward and we could get so on fire for God that when our people come into this place that they're lost or they don't know Jesus Christ, that they will either, beloved, come to the altar and get saved or have to run out of the church because the power of God is so on them. Would it not be great if we could get to a place when people come into our house and they're down and out and discouraged and they're thinking about quitting and giving up? They can come and the power of God is so strong and so real until they forget about giving up. They start thinking about going up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Would it not be great, beloved, to see our people sick and suffering healed? Glory to God. Our God's a healing God. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. When I was younger and did a lot of running and jumping, I used to tell people, if my grandmother could shout, so can her grandson. Glory to God. You think about it. When you and I were little, we saw how the church services went. God has not changed. God is still the same God. God didn't change. I'm afraid that too many churches go to God. And I sort of feel like the pastor that I'm preaching maybe their own congregation, but I don't know who's listening. Glory to God, and I'm going to tell you what, we don't really know people that's our age. Glory to God, that we don't need to be reminded. Glory to God. I am afraid that too many people are content and satisfied. Glory to God. I hunger to see a real move of God one more time in His house. And I believe tonight, glory to God, that God wants our church to go forward. Glory to God. Wouldn't it be great if all across Thomasville people would be saying, you know what? That Thomasville Church of God, while them people are jumping and running and screaming and hollering, people are in the altar, people are getting saved. Miracles are taking place in that church. Can I tell you, we can have them tonight when we that are attending this church will go forward for God and no longer be satisfied. Glory to God. We're just going through a form. Glory to God. I've cut this down to 4 pages. I'm still on the first little part, and the clock's ticking fast. So I don't know if I'll get it. That's why I didn't wear my watch. Not really. I didn't wear my watch because a couple of days ago the battery quit. Glory to God. We are to go forth from the pleasures of a sinful world. This isn't popular what I'm preaching tonight. Glory to God. But we are old enough that we know those old preachers really preached it hard. I'm not going to preach hard, but I'm going to tell you that we got to leave the church world. It's got to leave the pleasures of a sinful world. John said in 1 John 2:15-17, John said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. I ask you tonight, what is it meant by love not the world? Glory to God. It does not mean the world of matter. Glory to God. Nor does it refer to the world of nature, even though in spite of the curse. Can I tell you tonight, nature provides beauty that words cannot describe. Can I tell you, beloved, when we see the beauty of the sunset and how the different colors of the sky, glory to God, and you sit there, glory to God, the only time I like the ocean, glory to God, is early in the morning. The other times I'm out of place, glory to God, at the ocean. Glory to God. They can know that I'm different because I am different. And glory to God, I don't want to go that route. But I'm telling you, there's beauty when you see the beauty of the rose. Glory to God. And you see the beautiful mountains. I've set up on King's Mountain. Not King's, the mountain there at Boone. Glory to God. And I thought, Lord, it's so peaceful here. Could you hardly believe that down there, there's so much hatred and so much going on. Beloved, when it says love not the world, he's not talking about the things that God created, because God said everything that he created was good. This is what we're not to love. Glory to God. This is not what he is talking about. Glory to God. Can I tell you also that God is not talking about mankind? Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world. God loved the world, beloved. This is not the world that we are not supposed to love. Glory to God. Can I tell you tonight, beloved, that the world in which you and I live is determined to damn your soul. You think about it. Every sinner who's indulging in the things of the world, glory to God, and we'll not darken the door of the church, beloved. The world is out there to damn their soul. And when you become a believer, glory to God, the world will do everything possible to hinder your Christian life. No wonder John said, don't love the world, because the world wants to damn your soul. And can I tell you, I can't comprehend why would you want to love something that wants to send your soul to hell? Why would you want to indulge in things that would keep you out of the portals of glory? Can I tell you, there's not one thing in this world that's worth missing heaven over. It doesn't matter how much it glitters. It doesn't matter how good it may feel. It doesn't matter how much you might enjoy. Beloved, I'm telling you, with love in my heart tonight, the world wants to damn your soul, and we must cease to love the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe this is too hard on Wednesday night, but I don't know who is. A pastor shares who may be watching or who really needs to hear what we are ministering. Can I tell you, the systems of this world are controlled by the god of this world, and the god of this world is Satan. Paul said in Ephesians 2:2 that he is the prince of the power of the air, and those systems under his influence operate to destroy and to damn souls. Glory to God. I can tell you this much, and I don't want to preach those old-time preachers would name everything under the sun. But I'm going to tell you, beloved, there's nothing coming from Hollywood that's inspired by God. Glory to God, Hollywood is out to damn your soul. They, beloved, they promote mixed marriages, same-sex marriages. They promote all kind of garbage, and people just love it and heat it up, and they don't realize, beloved, that that stuff is under the influence of the devil, and the devil's desire is to damn your soul. Jesus said he's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that garbage is under the influence of Satan and his children of God. We need not to love those things, but to shun them things and come away from them. Glory to God. What then is the world we are to love not? The meaning here is simply that we are not to love anything in this world that is alienated from God. Think about it. Glory to God. Whatever is under the influence of Satan, that is the world that John is saying we are not to love. Not the world that God created, not people. In fact, beloved, we're to love people. No matter what color they are or where they come from, we're to love. And we're to love one another. In fact, beloved, Glory to God. I feel the church world needs a revival of love. Even in the church, even in the body of Christ, glory to God. Can I tell you, we must love everybody. This is a whole different sermon, but can I tell you, it doesn't matter the name to put on the outside of the door. If that person has been born again, they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They're our brother and that's our sister, Lord of God, and we need to love them. I used to, when I pastored my little church, I said, if the Baptist church up the road's having revival and people are getting saved, don't say, well, that's that Baptist bunch. No, I said, you ought to be magnifying the name of God. God, and thanking him that souls are being birthed into the family of God. Hallelujah. We're to love everybody. It doesn't matter who they are. Glory to God. So we're not talking about the things that God created. We're not talking about people. We're not to love that's under the influence of Satan. Because Satan wants to damn your soul. Glory to God. Can I tell you tonight, church? Glory to God. I'm trying to find where am I on this thing. I can almost preach without looking at my outline. Glory to God. We're not to love anything, whether it's things or people or influence. So let us go forth from the pleasures of a sinful world. Can I tell you, this flesh can be your number one enemy. This old body craves the beggarly elements of this world. It wants them. That's why Paul said, I beat my body and I bring it under subjection. Glory to God. We must wholeheartedly follow the Lord. Let us also, beloved, go forth from the deceptions of a self-centered life. And I preached ahead when I was talking about loving. We're living in a self-centered hour. The average person, it's all about me. Glory to God. And beloved, they only think about what makes me happy. Glory to God. What I enjoy. And they don't think about anybody else. We are living in a self-centered hour. Can I tell you, church? It's not about me, but it's about him. Glory to God. The motto of every Christian, every follower of God, our motto should be, others, Lord, others. Let me live for others. Can I tell you tonight that you are an influence to someone? Someone is watching your life. I learned as a young Christian, glory to God, that people are watching your life. You know, I don't have that problem anymore because God sanctified me wholly. But I'm working on a job and I mash my finger and out come a word that shouldn't have come. And the guy I was working with, the first thing he said was, I thought you told me you were a Christian. I felt like falling in a hole. Glory to God. So I refrained from it. And when people tell me they're a Christian and they use ugly words and they say, I wouldn't have said that if I hadn't have got mad. This is this preacher's comeback. If it wasn't in your heart, you wouldn't have said it. I don't have no problem, beloved. Glory to God. I had a teacher. I don't know why I'm way over here. Somebody maybe needs to hear this. Who helped me a lot. My English 2 teacher spent a lot of time with we hard-headed teenagers. And she says, people that curse and swear show ignorance. She says, they don't know how to express themselves, so they have to use a filling word. I've never forgot it. Glory to God. I may not clearly explain myself, but I don't have to use those words.
We are to live for others. Glory to God. And we are to go forth. Glory to God. As those who are prepared to suffer with Him. Here in the scripture, they are being encouraged to go without the camp. Go outside the camp. Because it's outside the camp where Jesus suffered. It's outside the camp where Jesus died for all mankind. And as they were going out, beloved, out to where Jesus was outside the camp, it meant every Jew that was gone was leaving Judaism. They were leaving the temple worship. They were leaving that the people had done and were going out to follow Jesus. And all of them were being persecuted. And they were being turned out of the temple. They couldn't come in the temple. They were suffering. So you and I need to be willing to go outside the camp where Jesus is. And if we have to suffer, let us suffer. Glory to God. I've told people, beloved, for years, if Charles West has got to suffer, let me do it in this life. Let me do it here, not in that life that's coming. Glory to God. We got to fall in love with Jesus so much until we're willing, beloved, to leave the beggarly elements of this world and commit our life unto Him and to walk with Him and turn our backs on the things that were holding us back. Glory to God. They had to leave. As I stated, when you go forth, you got to also go from something. So what were they doing? They were leaving Judaism. They was leaving the worship of the temple. And they were going out to follow Jesus Christ, who brought to mankind a new covenant. Aren't you glad? I'm glad if you aren't. When I used to preach as a young man for about an hour, hour and a half, the church would about preach me to death. Because they would amen you, jump up and clap their hands and sit down. Glory to God, it was like saying sick them to a dog. And I just kept right on going. You might ask, why should I go forth from a powerless religion? I like form. I like, glory to God, just a little hour service so I can go home and say I went to church. Glory to God. Can I tell you, you might ask me why. I hunger, beloved. I remember going home from church. And as I've stated before, we always ate out the church. But I've gone home and I would be so high on the Lord till I wasn't concerned about eating. Glory to God. Why should I go forth from the pleasures of a sinful world? Why should I go forth from the deception of a self-centered life? I kind of like me. Glory to God. It is sad, isn't it, that so many people, if what they do hurts you, then they could care less. But we're Christians. We should be concerned. I had a brother that I used to work with, and him and his neighbor, this was feuding and fighting all the time. And I said, what you ought to do, if your neighbor throws his garbage in your yard, just pick it up and put it in your garbage can and just keep on singing Amazing Grace. Nothing whips a person anymore, glory to God, than not retaliating. Think about it. I've gone through a lot of things in my life, and I have always lived by this motto. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. So I have turned the other cheek. I remember one time when I was a teenager, my pastor says, the Lord said to turn the other cheek, but it didn't say what to do after you turn the other cheek. Glory to God. I was having one of those little teenage problems. Glory to God. And that's what he was telling me. But can I tell you, child of God, we got to keep turning that cheek. We represent heaven. Glory to God. And I'm afraid too many people have forgotten that we represent Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be ugly. I am not perfect. I'm a long ways from perfect. I don't beat the people over the head where I work, but they all respect me. They refrain from using ugly words in front of me. if they slip and say one, they apologize. And I always tell them, don't apologize to me. There's a higher power. That's who you ought to be apologizing to. Glory to God. But so many people have such a hard time. And the reason they have a hard time is you can't beat nothing in a sinner. Glory to God. And you can't tell a sinner that if you don't quit sinning, you're going to die and go to hell. That is the wrong approach. You got to love them. You got to show them the love of Christ. Glory to God. You got to come off of yourself and think about them. Wouldn't it be great, beloved, if next year at this time, if Jesus don't come, if the Thomasville Church of God would be packed from one side to the other with people on fire for God, hungering to see the lost saved, hungering to see a move of God, hungering to come together and meet with Jesus Christ, glory to God, and wait for him to see. We need to be. When I was little, my mother talked about those revivals and how they would go a week, sometimes 2 weeks, 3 weeks. She said, I wouldn't miss a night for nothing, because she says we never knew what was going to happen. We need to come to church with an expectation. Glory to God that God's going to do mighty things in his house. Glory to God. God's not changed, so who's changed? I'm afraid the church has gotten saved and satisfied. Glory to God. I was saying to Judy, I said, when I was a boy, Wednesday night, our church was packed full. Glory to God. And brother, on Wednesday night, anybody could sing, whether you could sing or not, they'd let you sing. And them old farmers weren't worried about an hour's service. And they knew they was going to have to get up early and work hard all day in them old fields with them old hard-headed mules. Glory to God. But if you wanted to sing, they'd let you sing. And they'd sing sometimes for an hour. Glory to God. And I used to tell folk when I was out in revival, sing all you want to. I don't care how long you sing, but when you get through singing, you give me that much time. And don't you fall asleep on me. Glory to God. And I've been in revival when they would shout and sing for an hour. And I tell the pastor, I'm not preaching tonight. He said, oh, yes, they come to hear you preach. Glory to God. I thought, but brother, look what time it is. And I'd get up sometimes then and preach for an hour after singing for an hour. But we're in the jet age. We can get it now in an hour, so we don't have to stay that long. Glory to God. Why should we leave, beloved? Why should we go forth as one who believes in him? Glory to God. I skipped that part. I don't know why I did. But we must be those that go forth as those who believe. The Bible tells us, and I don't know where that scripture is. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. This is the key right here. You must believe that there is a God, that there is a supreme being. You got to believe when you come to him that there is a God. Then you must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Are we seeking him today? Glory to God. I'm preaching a series of sermons in one. When you preach no more than I do, you have to squeeze as much in as you can. Glory to God. So, I can flip over. I skipped that one. I don't know why I did. Why should I go forth as one prepared to suffer? Why should I go, glory to God, from these things? Why should I go forth? I'm going to tell you why. Why we should walk away from the sinful pleasures of this world. Why we should turn our back, glory to God, here in this world. And I also skipped another page. I don't know what I'm doing here. Glory to God. I'm trying to preach it without watching my notes. And I've skipped some and I'm looking at the clock. I may still have time to get it in. But I'm going to tell you, no matter where you live, in the city, in the country, whether you live in a small home, a big house, glory to God, whether you got a lot of money or not any money at all, it don't matter where your status is. Can I tell you tonight, child of God, if you are a Christian, this world is not your home. Oh, hallelujah to God. We're pilgrims and strangers passing through. This isn't our home. Glory to God. When I look at the corruption of America, I think, Lord, this isn't home. Glory to God. Though it's fallen apart, can I tell you, I'm not looking to Washington, but I'm looking to a higher power. And I believe tonight, I am a firm believer that no matter what happens in our country, in our neighborhood, if you're a child of God and you trust God, God's going to take care of you. God's going to provide for you. As our pastor stated here the other night, glory to God, the psalmist David said, I once was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed out begging for bread. Can I tell you, if the bread gets higher than you can afford to pay for it, God will work a miracle for you. Glory to God. I told people I've learned, glory to God, what the Bible says when it talks about it's more blessed to give than to receive, because I have been on both ends. Glory to God, I have been to when I cried when people reached out and helped me. But can I tell you what a good feeling it is when you take a grocery cart and you fill it up with food and you take it and you give it to someone else. Glory to God. If I don't hurry, I'm not going to get to my ending point here. Glory to God. You see, you and I, glory to God, as I've stated, we're pilgrims on a journey. This world's not a home. In this world, we're in this world, but we're not of the world. Glory to God. And I believe the closer we get to the Lord, the less this world's going to glitter. And can I tell you, everything out there is temporal. Glory to God. Therefore, beloved, as Christians, we need not to have any fellowship with unbelievers. That don't mean that you can't talk to them. That means you don't go out and you don't do their thing with them. Glory to God. I have told people all down through the years, you don't go out to the beer joint and sit there with the sinner to win them to the Lord. Glory to God. And I had a teacher, they don't have it today, you don't hear too much about it, but he used to say, you don't go down to hippie town acting like a hippie to win the hippie. Glory to God. You stand upright and you're a light for Christ and you show them that somebody loves them and somebody cares about them. Glory to God. You see, with the eye of faith, we see him who is invisible. Think about it. The world can't comprehend. We pray to someone we can't see. We scream and we holler and we jump up and down and we do all kind of things into the world. They think how foolish you are. But they don't know that we've been born again. And with the not with the natural eye, but with the eye of faith. We see him, glory to God, who is exalted and sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. So we see him who is invisible. Within our hearts, beloved, glory to God, dwells him that is invisible. Glory to God. So if the world don't understand you, don't worry about it. Glory to God. If the world rejects you, don't let it bother you. They rejected the King of Glory, even the very Son of God. The world rejected Jesus and they crucified him. Can I tell you, I don't want the world loving me because, beloved, I'm doing the things they're doing. That's where I began. We don't go out and do the things that they do. Glory to God. Some people think, well, I got to sit on this bar stool. Glory to God. I don't even know if they may be tempted to drink one of those little buds. I don't know. Glory to God. But we're to show love. Love people. Glory to God. Why should we go forth from all these things? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We know that the things of earth are transient. We have an eternal home. Think about it. We may be wondering why we should go forth. Verse 14 tells us that here we have no continuing city. Everything that you see tonight with this natural eye, Peter said, I saw it all melt away. We have no continuing city. That's why we're encouraged to go forth, to leave the things of this world, put our trust in Jesus Christ, love Him more than we love anything else. Can I tell you that, beloved? I'm afraid that too many church-going people love Jesus when it's convenient. We're not to love Him when it's convenient. We're to love Him all the time. Glory to God. And He should mean more to us than anything. He should be first. And my heart aches, and I think maybe sometimes I'm too hard on coming to church. But I think if people don't come just because they don't want to come, they're telling me I love what I'm doing more than I love Jesus. I love what I'm doing here. This means more to me than Jesus. Can I tell you, I don't know one thing I love half as much as I love Jesus. Think about it. I was a barefoot country boy, cursing and swearing and doing all kinds of things at my daddy's back, hoping he wouldn't find out about it. Lost. I was destined for a devil's hell. And if I'd have died, and I think back as a teenager, how many times I came so close to being killed. One night, me and four of us in the car, we was coming from a ball game, and we was hooping and hollering. All of a sudden, here comes a train, and the boy hit the brakes. We just did stop in time to keep from hitting that train. I was with a bunch of boys, and we was hooping and hollering. We went around a curve. I reached out the window. This is how hard-headed teenager I was. I thought it was funny. The car went up on two wheels, and I reached out to tap the glass. I could have been in it to eternity, but Jesus did not let me die. Glory to God, and it was Jesus who came right where I was. When people said, you're a hard-headed, hot-tempered, you're never going to amount to nothing, you're going to wind up one day in prison because you're so hard-headed. Can I tell you, the Lord not only softened my head, but He softened my heart. Glory to God. And I'm going to tell you, I've been hurt, I've been disappointed. People have done a lot of things to me, but can I tell you, He's never failed me one time. Glory to God. And the Bible says He's the only way I'm going to get to heaven. So why should I love something more than I love Jesus Christ? Why should I love something more, beloved, than I do Him? Why should I lay out of God's house and indulge in the things of this world when I've already shared with you the things of this world? It's out there to damn your soul, but Jesus wants to give you life, and not only give you life, but give it to you more abundantly. And Jesus says, I am preparing a place for you. Glory to God. We have a small house. Sometimes I think about, what, I'd love to have a great big house, but at our age, I don't know who in the world would clean it. Glory to God. Glory to God. But you think about it. We're going to have lots of elbow room where we're going. And what makes me so happy, no matter how many people goes, it's not going to lessen our inheritance with God. We need to love Jesus. People ought to be coming. All the signs, what's going on in the world, everything should be telling the Christian, take courage. Look up. He's coming. Glory to God. Instead of looking at what's going on in America and belly aching and thinking, what in the world am I going to do? We ought to have some joy. We ought to have some joy in our heart, because church, I'm telling you, it's telling me that I'm getting ready to take a flight out of this world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Aren't you glad tonight? Aren't you glad that you're a child of God? Glory to God. That's why we ought to love Him and love Him and look to Him. Glory to God. He is our everything. And it hurts my heart. And I wonder, what does it do to the heart of God? When we think about our children sometimes, we do, and then they let us down so much. Think about what God is doing. Glory to God. God loved us. We were filthy. I've used this term a lot. When I lived in Texas, I managed a store. Right up from my store was a bunch of winos. Oh, and can I tell you, you didn't have to see them to know they were coming. Glory to God. In fact, their odor was so bad, I had to stop them from coming. Glory to God, I would not allow them to come in my store, because when they opened the door, every customer I had would leave. Can I tell you, the stench was terrible. But you and I as sinners, our stench was even worse than that in the nostrils of God. Yet He loved us so much. He got up off of His throne, emptied Himself, and came down to earth sorrow and was rejected and crucified by men. And He did it not for Himself, but He did it that you and I could be reconciled back to God. Hallelujah. And when I think about it, beloved, all He's done, people use all kind of excuses not to come to church and love Him and worship Him and exalt Him. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Why would you leave all these things? Because we're going home. Glory to God. Here in this life, we don't have a city that is continuing. Glory to God. But we should go forward, because we are continually looking for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. We're looking for a better country, a heavenly home. I think about it when I was young and lived away from home, lived out of state. When I used to come home, at the door, my mother and right behind her, my daddy, would greet me and so glad that I was home. And I came home a lot of times on weekends. It didn't matter what time I got there on Friday night. The first thing my mother wanted to do was feed me. Glory to God. Can I tell you tonight, church, I believe one day that door's going to open. Oh, blessed be God. And when we step inside the door, Jesus is going to welcome us home. And the Bible talks about a marriage supper. Glory to God. I think my mother was the best cook in the world. But I believe when we enter that place and we begin to eat of that heavenly food, can I tell you, beloved, I love Jesus more than I love anything, because He's my hope. And I believe He's soon to come. Glory to God. If He don't soon come through the air, I'm reaching the age and I know my time is not that much longer in this world. So I'm not going to find anything that the devil's got to love more than I love Jesus Christ. I'm not going to allow things of this world to cause me not to want to come to church and worship God. May God help us to go forth for Him, that we can go from glory to glory to glory. That once again our church will catch a flame for God and will come hungering to be with Him. Glory to God. Don't you love God tonight? Aren't you glad He loved you? Glory to God. You think about it. I was a hard-headed teenager. Very stubborn. You couldn't tell me not one thing. I knew it all. Glory to God. And I had a lot of people tell me, you're never going to amount to nothing. Glory to God. But I tell people, working on the farm barefooted, in the summertime, the only time we wore shoes is when we went to town and went to church. We boys went barefooted. I said, but working on the back of the field with my blue jeans rolled up and dirty from the dirt of the farm, the King of Glory, hallelujah to God, came to where I was. Glory to God. And it's because of Him I stand before you tonight, a child of God. And I did desire, and I determined not to love anything like I love him. Glory to God. I may have shared this before, and I got 1 minute according to that clock. But I grew up in the eastern part of the state, and most of the people were farmers. About every kid in school that I went with, just a few was not, but almost everybody's daddy farmed up north. They wanted to bring a factory in our area. And they said, if you go down there, it's just a bunch of barefoot folks. If you put a factory in there, they would have sense enough to work in it. That's what they thought about where I'm from. But you know what? I'm glad Jesus didn't look down and say, well, that's a bunch of barefoot, ignorant people down there. No, he came to me. Glory to God. Just like I was, hot-tempered, stubborn. Glory to God. Couldn't tell me anything. I knew it all. Glory to God. But I'm so glad that through his amazing grace, I stand before you, a child of God. In trying to close tonight, I hope I've shared something that will bless your heart and encourage you. Let us go forward. Let us go without the camp. Let's go where Jesus is. Glory to God. They used to sing this little song, take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Can I tell you, there are pleasures. And I used to tell my children, I said, yes, there's pleasure out there, but it's only for a season. The Bible says at the right hand of the Lord, there are pleasures forevermore. I said, those joys and those pleasures won't ever, ever end in this world. We look so forward to things and it's gone. We look towards vacation in a few days. You're back to work and you think, where was the time? People work and work and prepare for Christmas. And in one day, it's all over. But can I tell you, if you live for Jesus Christ, it won't be for a moment, but it's going to be forever. Can you imagine tonight, beloved heaven, glory to God, being forever with him, not with bodies that don't hurt anymore, glory to God, where we're never going to grow old, where our steps are never going to slow down, glory to God, and forever we're going to be able to be with him where the angels are crying out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Can I tell you tonight, church, that's where I want to be, glory to God. Let the world have the world, glory to God. All the things of this world, one day is going to be gone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The influence of the world is under Satan, but can I tell you, happy days coming. I've asked the Lord, let me stand close to the pit and let me watch him when he drops him in. Think about it. All your troubles is because of him. I don't know how it's really going to be, but I thought, wouldn't it be great when I could say, ha ha, old fella, you tried everything under the sun, but you didn't get me because a higher power was keeping me. Now I'm going to enjoy life forever. And you're going to be tormented forever. Glory to God. Can I tell you, church, we need to move forward and we need to love God more. We need to enter this place, glory to God, to worship him. I know that most of us are getting older, but can I tell you, when I'm here and I feel that anointing, I don't feel like I'm getting close to 80 years old. Hallelujah to God. I feel like I'm a young fella. Glory to God. And this is how we ought to be. I used to tell my elder folks when I wasn't a senior, I says, don't tell me how you used to shout, do it now. And I says, what better way to go than if you're running in the house of God and all of a sudden you just walk right out of this old temple of clay and just walk right on into glory. Hallelujah. I could keep going on and on and on, but I wanted to bring this thought across. Let us go forth. Go forth from everything under the influence of Satan. Tell him, you don't want it. Glory to God. I believe, beloved, those old preachers that most people they put down because they preach so hard, but they preach in such a way to the only place just about it that the church found pleasure was in church. That's why those old folks came and they stayed and they stayed and they stayed. Think about it. No TVs back then. No these things like kids is hooked on back then. Glory to God. You just worked hard all day, went home and ate supper and went to bed. Glory to God. But when you went to church, the Spirit of God came down and people worshiped God. Glory to God. Do you love the Lord tonight? Aren't you glad we have this hope of going home? I don't believe it's going to be much longer, beloved. It's just so amazing. I tell people, I can't believe the condition of our world, how it's changed since I was a little boy, glory to God. I can only imagine if my grandparents could come back and see what's going on in this country. I think they'd die all over again. How things have changed so much. Everything ought to be telling us, Jesus is coming. So if you're a child of God tonight, you ought to love him. You keep coming to church. You keep worshiping him. You keep praising him. He's worthy. Glory to God. Can I tell you, beloved, praising God will never be out of style. Glory to God. They're praising him in heaven. I don't know what these folks are going to do that won't raise the hand in church. They won't say amen. I had a sister, glory to God, who told me one time, she says, we got this lady, and she'll jump up down. She'll clap her hands. She says, she'll know we don't do that in this church, but you'll do it. I thought, where are they going to be in heaven? Can I tell you, beloved, everybody that goes to heaven, no matter what church you come from, we're going to be praising him. We're going to be glorifying the King of glory. Let us go forth. I'm going to close because I done gone 5 minutes past my time here. But I love God. I love feeling him. Glory to God. He's better than any T-bone steak you want to eat. He's better than banana pudding. Glory to God. Think about it. Glory to God. God help us. I hope that I have preached that was pleasing to him, and I've encouraged all of our hearts. Let us not become stagnated and content, but let us keep moving forward, moving forward. The Lord's coming. Our Lord's coming. Glory to God, the King of glory is coming. Think about it. What a privilege to be a Christian tonight. And I'd rather be an all-time Christian than anything I know. I would rather be me or nobody with the Spirit of God in my heart than to be the richest man in the world and not have Jesus. Let them have their silver and gold. You think about it. When we think about gold and the price of gold, glory to God, gold is just going to be the payment in where we're going. Think about it. That gold that people are so crazy over here, it's going to be payment. We're going to be walking on it. I believe we might even do a little shouting on it. What do you think? Glory to God. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate our pastor for letting me fill in for him tonight. I want us to just keep praying for him, that God will keep him and Sister Green safe, that they'll enjoy themselves. And can I tell you from my experience as a pastor, they deserve a break. Unless you have stood in his shoes, you'll never understand the pressure that's on a pastor. Glory to God. And the weight that's on his heart, glory to God. That alone, if people don't love Jesus enough, you ought to love the pastor enough to come to church and worship God. Don't you think? How many can just do like this and say, thank God I'm a Christian tonight. Thank God I belong to him. Thank God I have no pleasure in the unfruitful things of this darkness. Glory to God. I don't know whether to dismiss or just let's just go home. Glory to God. All the years of my preaching, I always liked ending with a song, but they told me I had nobody that could play a song. I brought one, but I'm taking it back home. Glory to God. Don't forget service is Sunday, 10 o'clock.